chatting about ads.
Oh, we're recording.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Okay.
You'll just delete the bit up to this point anyway.
Yeah, fair. No, this is all going in. This is gold.
Oh,
yeah.
Just you readjusting the microphone.
Yeah, this is all content, isn't it?
Hilarious content.
It's all content for the content farms, mm-hmm. run by Mr. Beast. Yeah.
4 years in the content mines run by Mr. Beast. You have been sentenced to Barry Chuckle.
You have been sentenced to 4 years hard labor in the content mines.
Run by Mr. Beast, close brackets.
Mr. Beast, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of adverts.
Have you ever seen any content by Mr. Beast?
I have not seen any content by Mr. Beast.
Neither did I.
It looks fucking awful.
It doesn't look... Well, I mean, like, thumbnail or video title I've ever seen attached to Mr. Beast has ever grabbed me in any way.
No.
Right? And, you know, I watch enough YouTube that, A, firstly, it should have been presented to me at some point.
Yeah.
It hasn't. Mm. B, I feel like I watch enough YouTube that potentially the algorithm knows better to try and give me Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
But, like... as far as I understand it, it's just having lots of money and then paying people inordinate amounts of money to get content of them scrabbling for the money.
Yeah, that's it. But he also tried to do his own Squid Game at one point.
Yeah, he got in trouble for that, I think.
Yeah, of course he did.
And
have you ever seen Squid Game?
And then he's got, I don't know, Mr. Beast food products and shit, hasn't he?
It's so weird.
It's really quite strange, yeah.
He's got to make that money somehow.
Yeah, and it's not on videos. It's not on content generation anymore.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Like that, and every thumbnail with him in, he just looks tired. He looks like... You remember when The Simpsons was advertised on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
For like a brand new season or something?
Yeah.
And there was a photo of The Simpsons smiling.
Yeah.
But Homer's eyes looked really tired behind the smile.
Yes.
Like...
Oh, yeah, like please don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Please don't renew us for a 38th season. Yeah.
Every thumbnail looks like that.
Yeah.
Mr. Beast looks like something AI came up
Well, yeah, I think the thing is, like, and this is a promise to you, listener, if we were to ever go viral and start making money on any content we created, this is a promise to you. I promise, as soon as I could viably afford to stop, and I didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah,
I would do that.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
I don't want to be rich. Well, I just want to be comfortable.
We flirted with the idea of going viral once.
We tried.
Do you remember this?
No.
Well, I mean, by going viral, I mean not intentionally going viral. You can never intentionally go viral.
No, true.
That's the thing that no one learns from any of this. Mm-hmm. I remember once you did post, I think it was a title post, and you tagged Edgar Wright in it.
I did, yeah, and he retweeted it.
Yeah, Edgar Wright retweeted one of our title posts.
It was about the blue, what is it called? The music video
that inspired Baby Driver with like Noel Fielding in.
And it was a deliberate mistake.
Yeah, yeah. You know. It was a deliberate mistake, and I think people on the internet are stupid.
They're really quite thick, yeah.
Because the moment it got retweeted by Edgar Wright, no one was posting titles, which is what we were fucking
asked for. Yeah. No, they were correcting us.
Yeah, they were correcting us on, like, maybe next time we put a title post out, maybe we should put some random fact on.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I'm willfully ignorant in those title posts.
Mm.
The character of Life's a Pitch podcast doing, like, peek behind the curtain, I guess.
Yeah,
but
the
character of the Life's a Pitch podcast on social media
is
someone who's never seen a movie but is trying to talk about movies.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's someone who doesn't get it but somehow has an insight into the movie industry.
Yeah, yeah. And And I think people are just stupid.
Well, they just want to be right, right? Yeah, like, yeah. The problem with movie bros...
they definitely want to be right the with a W.
Yeah. Yeah. The problem with the CinemaSins crowd, the red letter media, like, that era of movie content creation is that it's about being right about film.
Mm.
And it... You learn a fact.
Yeah.
You know, what's his face? Aragorn broke his toe when he kicked a helmet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You learn a fact, and if someone mentions that movie,
yeah,
then that's the first thing you're gonna go for.
Oh yeah.
And so if someone ever like, ironically, plays on the fact that. Everyone in movie culture knows something.
Mm.
The people who haven't gotten bored of that being told that fact yet are going to be like, I need to tell you this fact!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, like, they're putting music videos in Baby Driver to make a frog's gay! You know, they just have to tell you.
So there was this person online, this mathematician woman who was studying maths.
Yeah.
And she was like, I realised when I put on Reddit, if I was stuck, I'd put a problem on Reddit to see if I can get someone to sort of, like, figure it out or sort of put a thing on. What she did eventually end up doing was putting the problem up on Reddit or like a message board or something, and then logging in with a different account, putting something incredibly wrong in the first comment and then immediately got like loads of people just correcting someone, because it's like no one wants to help out, but everyone wants to correct people
internet. If you see someone, it's always effort to help someone with a problem, do the research, do the maths, do the whatever it is. But if you're scrolling and you're like, oh, that sounds like effort to help that person. That sounds like effort to person. Hang on. This is going down the wrong route. Yeah. I gotta stop it. You know? It's like the sheriff is in town now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this is a message to those people who looked at Edgar Wright's retweet. That's really hard
to say. Edgar Wright's retweet.
Yeah, that's a tongue twister in a weird way. Because you're constantly questioning about whether you're saying it right.
Edgar Wright's retweet.
Why do you think Edgar Wright retweeted it?
Yeah.
Like...
He knows he did it.
Yeah.
I think he knows the order of things he made.
Yeah. Why would he retweet something that's wrong?
This so obviously got it wrong.
He's Mr. Right.
Yeah.
Why would he retweet something that's wrong?
Like, he gets the joke.
Yeah.
A bugbear we've carried for ages, but...
Yeah, yeah.
It's the closest we ever got to
becoming viral. That's a story.
We're talking about ads this week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, viral ads, trying to get traction in social media...
I think that's what ads mainly need to do, what we need to do and want to do.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes the fucking, like, consequences are hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. And it's ad campaigns, right? You don't just stop at... No longer do you stop at just, you know...
Yeah.
Come over to DFS for the big sale. It's like, no, you need to whisper the word DFS... into a conch shell, and then someone will find that conch shell. You've implanted a little speaker in it. Mm. When they start listening for the C, they actually go, "Oh my god, it says come on down to the DFS sale." They tweet it, and then that goes viral. But like, of course, you can't rely on someone to accidentally get that. So you have to have a plan. You have to have someone randomly. Quote unquote, a small time influencer. You pay them to find a conch shell that whispers the DFS sale is now on, and then try to get to the bottom of it. Because then the internet's gonna. That's the main character of the internet for the week.
Everything's an ARG nowadays.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
What was it? Wheat Bisque Husk. We were advertising for years.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, I mean that was an ARG just for kind of ruining our lives.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like, you know, I in my head the other day,
yeah,
and this is sort of insider knowledge, yeah, again, the Patreon names.
Mm.
Do you ever, yeah, feel like after episode 400, we're kind of now in this post Avengers Endgame?
There's no cohesive story.
Yeah, it's you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's just sort of a load of nonsense now.
It's like everyone's doing a different thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a lot of just branching media coming off the end of episode 400 of this podcast.
Only like in phase 8 of the patron names, and we don't quite know what's going on.
Yeah, because there was a full on building narrative up to episode 400.
Well, no, it wasn't directed. I think we've got nostalgia in a way, because it was pretty random.
Yeah, yeah,
like it was. God, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm nostalgic for the days where the names were just like Jiminy Scrumble.
Oh yeah.
But and weren't like an Edgar Allan Poe poem.
You were where I was. You're where I was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Sure.
Maybe even before episode 400.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because I remember sitting down with you to do the storyboarding for the episode 400.
I was just like, Matt, to be honest, I've not been listening.
I know, yeah. I was like, right, I've got this plan. I know how to thread those people in with this thing, and then the thing, and I'm going to have to, and I'm turning the pages of my notebook that I'm writing things down in, right? And then you're like, wait, well, hang on. So Dave works for who?
Yeah. And now it kind of feels a bit sort of scattershot.
Yeah.
As to, there's no... I'm assuming there's going to be a cohesive narrative at some point again.
I doubt it. I think these are just art pieces now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... You know, the one that's slowly morphing into an Edgar Allan poem.
Yeah, yeah.
Is particularly The Raven. Is gonna do that, and then presumably it's gonna stop when it's made it. You know?
Yeah.
Suddenly you can't finish turning into the Raven and then turn more into the Raven. I don't know if they're gonna try and turn into the Maelstrom
Back in the day before 400, right, the Raven would become a character after a bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And someone else would pick up on that or whatever.
Yeah.
I think we're just trying to sell tickets to the cinema now, you know?
You're right.
So they're turning all the ones that they don't have a great deal of faith into six episode TV series.
But they're not going to make a billion anymore, are they?
No. Yeah, it's going to go be like Ant-Man X Knuckles or whatever.
Ant-Man X Knuckles. Yeah. Oh, that's a thing.
Yeah.
The Knuckles TV show. I saw an advert for that the other day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Out of the fucking nowhere.
Yeah, and it does look like they were like, oh, here's another plot for a movie.
Yeah.
But 2 didn't do very well.
Yeah.
We probably can't afford Jim. So
let's get Adam Pally.
Should we try?
Yeah.
Let's try.
Yeah.
We may as well try.
Yeah, let's have a spin-off 6-episode thing about Knuckles.
Yeah, we've already got the script written. Like,
yeah,
it was going to be a movie, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Replace Robotnik with that guy.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, of course I'm going to watch it.
But
yeah.
I don't think it's going to be any good.
Hello, just want to say thank you for listening to the Life's a Pitch deleted scenes.
We hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, maybe consider sharing it with your friends on social media, by word of mouth, anywhere really. Maybe put it onto a thumb drive and just throw it at someone. And maybe even reviewing it on wherever you got it. If you find it somewhere on iTunes or Acast or wherever, maybe review it there. 5 stars, thumbs up, give everyone the heads up.
Like I said before, thank you. Cheers.
Right.
Bye.